Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, and it is Mindful Monday. Very, 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 very exciting day. You know, when you want to transform your life, you want to bring about true joy. And there is no true joy in life lived closed in a little shell of the self. When you take one step to reach out to people, when you meet with others and share their thoughts and sufferings, infinite compassion and wisdom well up within your heart. Your life is transformed. For those of you out there who's not doing it, try it. Makes you feel real, real good. You know, our show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that has skills, advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals, okay? We're out there moving it for you. Our show this evening, Tiffany with an I will be on with us, and we're talking about stand and move forward, because you know what I'm getting ready to say. It's time to make a move. For those of you who have not did it, do it tomorrow, okay? We have to do it tomorrow. And ladies, we all must stand together here. And you know what initiative I'm talking about. Number one, okay, check that box, all right? It's time for us to stand together and make everything happen. We want to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, Mindful Monday. Let's wait on Tiffany with an eye coming in.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
now you're right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah,
get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah,
stand up for your right.
Tomorrow is going to tell the truth out there. Again, ladies, we must stand together. I'm saying yes. So number one, our bodies belong to us. You know, if you don't stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. That's what I was always told as a little girl. But we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. On with us this evening. And she's going to share some things for us to be mindful of. Our thing today is stand and move forward. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you doing on this Mindful Monday?
I am doing well this Monday, cleaning house. How about that?
Okay. I understand that. Cleaning house,
yes,
in many, many ways, right? Your,
yes,
house, their house, and everybody's house. More so that behavior house and that mindset house, because you know what's going on out here with all this lunar information that we're going through. Are you kind of like prepared to give us some planetarian report here of what's happening with us here before we move on? We're going to be short and sweet today, but we're going to try to give them everything we can give them to be mindful of in a short time.
Well, I love how you said stand up for your rights. This is going to be this eclipse, which is going to happen about 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is what, 3 o'clock our time a.m.?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to happen. It will be seen in Asia, Australia, and parts of the Northern and Eastern Europe and most of South America. So we won't be able to see it, but we'll be, you know, it will be visible from coast to coast, but the greatest views, I guess, will be from Asia, Australia, parts of Northern and Eastern Europe, and most of South America. So they're referring to this as a total blood lunar eclipse. So we're still releasing, and new energies are coming in, releasing old patterns, behaviors, new energy coming in. And it's really exciting because it's going to happen tomorrow, which is our midterm elections in the United States.
Yes.
So, and it's the major event that's going to impact our lives and the state of our country. So this is going to be a historical event in the sense that we're going to have this eclipse, and then what we see after these midterm elections, we're going to see people literally, because we're in that season of Scorpio and diving deep into ourselves and trying to figure out what we want, we're going to start standing up for what we want. Like the energies are going to help us really take that introspective look and see what it is that means the most to us, what we want. I think in the future we will see, especially in 2024, we will see good people coming to the table that are for the people in our political arena. And the people are going to be more aware of that. So this is an exciting time because as we are releasing the old, you know, and I think people are awakening, especially during this midterm, and looking at things and, you know, what means or matters most to them. There's going to be a change there. Economically, we're going to see some things go on. I won't mention too much of that. We'll start to see people really doing what they want to do. So, you know, I think last time I talked about the transition from 9 to 5 to being an entrepreneur. We'll probably see more of that after this eclipse. But this eclipse is going to be a major one in terms of shifting our priorities, what matters, really releasing the old to bring in the new. So humanity is awakening on major fronts. And the energy is very complementary to that. So it's urging us, it's helping us to do the things that we need to do for ourselves that we haven't done over a period of time, however many years that has been. And that's, you know, that's for each individually. But I'm excited.
I feel the change out here. I knew you were going to have something to bring, and, you know, you go in and you dig and you get those facts. You know, we're not scientists over here, and we're not experts, but we do like to share and care and wake up those brain cells so people can see what's moving around them. And it's happening out there, and I was reading something about this lunar eclipse will not return again until March 14, 2025. So, yeah, it must be a real something that you don't want to reckon with, or something that you really, really need to know about, because we're all energy out here. And again, you know, I say my famous little thing, if you think those stars are just flickering out there at you, you better dig deeper, because they're working, okay? And we're all working this together. I would say the moon and the sun happening with the eclipse, and they're doing that planet dance, okay? And they're doing a great dance out there. So we're going to be participating. I know you have a lot of invites to the watch party. Watch parties, I call them the waiting parties. And I'm trying to decide which way I want to go here. It was raining today, so that's a good thing, because we need the rain to clear the air, okay? We don't need it in Los Angeles to drive in it, but that's a whole different set of prayers, okay? Because when it starts raining, you know, you have to pray a little bit harder, because a lot of people, we don't know how to move around in the rain. You do not pull off from the stop sign going 50 in the rain like you do on a dry day. And a lot of that happens out there, so I want to say to everyone, welcome it in. It's going to be happening. I think it's going to be doing it all day tomorrow, too. But rain, snow, sleet, or sunshine, those of you who have not voted, get to those polls, okay, to let nothing stop you. It is not a time to be stopped. It is a time that we must move, stand, and I mean just don't stand in one spot. Stand and move forward out there. It's very, very important. As Tiffany with the eyes say, you know, you have to stand up for your rights. And, you know, this is happening in many, many places. But the blood lunar eclipse, we're releasing these old patterns, okay? We got a lot of old stale stuff we need to get rid of. And it's going to be a historical event that we have to do. And I'm doing it at this time, and I'm pretty sure all of you out there, if you don't know what's happening, you find yourself doing it too. You're figuring out what really matters, okay? And I will agree with her 100%. Humanity is awakening, okay? It got to be human out here because for quite some time it's been a little bit inhuman, unkind, and a whole lot of other things, you know. So we have to make those changes. We have to quit questioning it and griping about it and be change makers, not just change agents. Watching it pass by and complaining about it. And if you're going to be a complainer, be the captain of complainers. Complain, stand on that podium, and get everything done. That's why we love to have you come on, Tiffany Ritt and I, and tell us what you see and how you strategize it and really how you complete it, because it's very, very important. Tomorrow, people, 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 let nothing stop you out there. When I pass an individual, everyone I see, I want to see that little round button on their chest talking about I voted. I wish I could put on 4 or 5 of them, but you know that's illegal. We can't do that. But everyone should have that button on their bodies stating that they have voted, because this is serious business here. If you want to see a change, you have to be that change maker. And your vote is definitely your voice. For those of you who might not be able to speak, you know, all you need to do is check that box and be careful what boxes you check, okay? Now, we know you've been doing your homework because we've been giving you some homework, you know, for quite some time here. So for those of you who are going to go to the watch parties and those of you who are going to be at the waiting parties, let's watch and wait and see what great changes we have made after tomorrow, okay? Because it's time. We must stand and move forward. Just don't stand up and stay in that spot. It's stand and move forward. As my little nieces and nephews say, march out, auntie, march out. Okay, so that means that I need to get up out of my chair, and whatever they're getting ready to do, I have to put on my marching boots and join them. All right, because the young people are the ones that are really, really confused about what's going on. They don't know those stories out there. But I'm going to put this call out since I have your ear. You know, we're going to have that program, and I'm calling for your mentors, all walks of life, okay? All walks of life, because I need you, because they need us, okay? And I will say this, the call will go out. And there is going to be a strict requirement. You will have to be fingerprinted and DOJ cleared because we're dealing with young adults. So if you cannot pass those tests, please do not sign up, because it's about strict, strict, strict. This is serious business here. Just like the moon is going to be out there kissing and dancing with the sun, they're going to be doing that planetarian dancing out there. And they don't let anything stop their movement. And we cannot let anything stop us or any movement that we feel that's necessary for our youth. We have to train our successors. They're not the future. They're the present. So mentors, just get ready for it. Keep your eyes open because it's coming out. We're just trying to straighten out things here in Los Angeles. We moved throughout the country with this, but we're bringing it home, okay, or to this home or to your home, because our babies are really, really suffering out there. And I'm going to state this again about true joy. There is no true joy in life lived closed up in a little shell of the self. When you take one step to reach out to people, when you meet with others and share their thoughts and suffering, infinite compassion and wisdom well up within your heart, your life is transformed. I said your life will be transformed. It's about you, so that you can continue to help you, so that you can help them. Now, Tiffany Ritt and I, wouldn't you agree with me on that before we let our listeners go and get back on those phones and make sure that everybody walking, breathing, sliding, and rolling gets to those polls tomorrow? You know, that's why we're going to make it short and sweet. We still got some work to do over here this evening. So wouldn't you agree with me on transforming that life and reaching out and taking care of these young babies and being a mentor? I mean, all walks of life. We not turning down anybody, because they need to hear the stories. They need to get a few words that's going to make them stand up like redwood trees. And people, I know you got some words for them out there, because we have all made it through this far, so that means we some tough, unwavering redwood trees. We have to give it to our babies out there. So, Tiffany, how do you want to close us out this evening? Because we got to go. We got some work to do.
I know. With you, I'm totally agreeing with what you're saying. We do need that. I come across a lot of people in my conversations when I'm out, and it's a necessity because, you know, there are generations out there that don't know the history of our country,
no.
don't know things that are prominent to changing what they see. And there's just a lot going on. I mean, parental rights are being is an issue that has come up lately within the last 2 years, and it's a national issue. It's not only has not only been a city or statewide issue, it's now made it nationwide. And there are things that we need to be, you know, telling the younger generations to, you know, look out for and think about. But I think,
yeah.
you know, as I said earlier before, I believe strongly that after this midterm election coming into 2024, there's going to be some very big shifts and changes in our political landscape, and people are just going to awaken to what they know and believe for themselves as individuals and as it pertains to their family. So we're not going to see people just voting for people just because. I think, you know, people are coming to the awakening, if you will, for lack of a better term, that it is up to them. If they want to see the change, it is up to them. No one's going to do your homework for you. No one's going to do your work for you either. Homework, work, whatever you want to call it, it is up to us. And so I'm excited because, you know, people are getting out there and voting. I know it's raining over here. It may be raining tomorrow, but it's still pretty exciting.
Yes,
and I just encourage people to vote tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow is the deadline, and get out there and do what you can do. And then
yes.
we'll see what happens. And then
yes.
going into 2024.
Yeah, bring it on in. Let the truth be told. Okay, that's all I can say about it. And you are the truth finders out there, the change makers. We're no longer agents out here. We got to make this change. And as Tiffany stated, what's best, what matters to you, your family needs. We've all gone through a lot out here, and I'm very, very appreciative and very grateful that we're here to be here to talk to each other, because there's so many that are not. Okay, so for those who are no longer here, okay, we must carry on with this, okay? They couldn't be here to stand and fight along with us. Pull out your sword. And I want to put a call out there. I had to talk with some people, and I'm going to put this call out here. And this number, too, I'll call in number 323-769-5879. Again, 323-769-5879. 5879. I'm gonna give you some homework. You don't have to give your name. Just tell me yay or nay. I'm gonna put this question out there. Do you know who Lucy is? Okay. I'm just gonna say it like that. Who was Lucy? When you find out, you're gonna have to dig deep. When you find out who Lucy was, then you'll understand what we're saying here. Okay. It takes all of us to get this job done, because we are all in this together. We're all connected. For those who don't think we are, call me back and let me know who Lucy was. And on that note, Tiffany Witt and I, we're going to go, because I got some things to do over here to wrap it up, to make sure I got to go beat this drum and make sure everybody got on their galoshes, their umbrellas, or whatever they're going to need to get out there tomorrow, because we're going to all be little ducks out there together doing what we have to do. The strain that's going to be put around our neck to float through this pond is going to be get it right, okay? Get it right and what matters for you. We love you, Tiffany. Have a great evening. I'm going to close this out because we got some work to do. Listeners, we love you. Vote, vote, vote. Your vote is your voice. Love you, Tiffany. Thank you so much. Okay?
Yeah.